Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is David Schmidt. I'm your host here tonight on the Cosmic Connections. And wow, all of a sudden okay. There we go. I wasn't quite plugged in all the way there. I was getting some static, but I'm your host here tonight on the Cosmic Connections, and it's nice to be back. This is the evening of January 26th, and I was talking with Blanca a little bit earlier, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's been December 5th since we have done a workshop, and I thought, you know, that's been a while. So, yes, it's nice to be, I mean, I should say since I've done a program, not a workshop, it tells you where my thinking is, isn't it? Yeah. So, but I usually always, I know. I was kind of getting a little plug in there in my headset wrong. I usually always do about a 3-week break over the holidays. And then what had happened is that we were getting some updates from our sources and our brokers. And they said, you guys need to go quiet, totally quiet. Because, see, what happens if I come on the program or for others or if we start talking about all this stuff, it creates a bunch of chatter going on out there on the internet. And that chatter can create a disruption to those that are the funders and the paymasters, and they just don't want that disruption and creating commotion that's going on there. So there are times that we just have to go quiet. But thank you for understanding that. But other than that, it's nice to be back on the air tonight. And with that, Blanca, you're back as well. And how are you doing in Atlanta, Georgia?
Doing very well, Dave. It's nice to get back on and saying hello to everybody that is joining us. And, yes, normally during the holidays you do take a break. But then, you said that it seemed better. You were getting the advice to kind of lay low. And that's understandable. And it sounds like you may have a little bit of an update for us since we haven't heard from you in a while, so that'll be cool.
Yes, I do. And in fact, if you don't have anything to say, I think we're kind of ready to go into the program. Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Okay, well, let's get that started. Folks, we did get a very, very good update from our sources. Now, I have to be very careful about what I say, because remember, I'm under a non-disclosure agreement, just as you will be as well. So I can't give names, dates, specific, places or stuff like that. But what I can say from my sources is that about a week ago, they were ready to start paying the paymasters. And then they had a slight disruption, and that is supposed to have happened yesterday. Now, I didn't call and get the latest update, but I'm trusting everything that's coming out of that. Is that the paymasters are supposed to be at the paymasters at the very, very top are supposed to be able to release their funds late this week on Friday. Now, it takes, let me just actually say, I have my own personal contract with some of the top paymasters out of a specific location. All of you that have turned in DONG to me, we go through the Texas Processing Office, so those are two different ones. But the one that has my specific contract, they are telling me there's a very, very high probability I will have my money around February 14th or 15th. And that is all I can go into in the details of that. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that when I started this process and I was collecting DONG from people and turning it into the Texas Processing Office, like so many of us, in the back of my mind, I said, is this really for real? Is this really happening? Well, I did my homework. I am now personal friends with the lady who is personal friends with the man that runs the Texas Processing Office. About 7 years ago, she spent a month with him in Texas helping him to set up his operation. We know who he is, why he was selected to run that. We know the source of the money and where it comes from, and we know that the money is very real. my brokers have told me multiple times they have seen the money in a specific bank account. Now, that bank account, and they can, you know, access it online. That bank account used to be in Hong Kong, but when the tension was developing between Hong Kong and China, they decided to move it out of there because Hong Kong could basically end up freezing the bank, and then you'd have this massive, I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars that would have been frozen, and they didn't want that to happen. So the funds are there in the Texas processing office. And what we are told is that it is going to wait until the smaller groups, i.e., and I'll tell you the cities, Reno, that's where a lot of that stuff goes on, those smaller groups that are based there, until they are paid first. So if you have turned in Dong to me, now I'm telling it to you as it has been explained to me. And sometimes this changes, so don't go, you know, basing, you know, what you're going to do and spending money and making purchases based on what I'm saying here, because this stuff can change all the time. But as of now, if you have already turned in currency to me and you are in round one of the exchange, you can be looking at maybe 2 to 3 months out of receiving your money. That's where we are at this time based on what has been coming to me. I try to be very careful. And as I've mentioned, there were moments in time, you know, some years back, because I've been doing this now for about almost 8 years now. There were times when I wondered, is this really for real? Is this really happening? Well, I did my homework. And in doing my homework, I found out that the money is real. Now, I've told you in the past about I've made 5 trips to Hong Kong. One of the trips there, I was supposed to be taken into the storage facility that they have told us is the largest and most secure gold storage facility in the world. And 2 days before I was going to be taken in there, I'm sitting in an office in Hong Kong in a business meeting, and the gentleman that is sitting next to me that's going to take me in, he proceeds to have a heart attack. We found out later that was an assassination attempt on his life. But I have been able to verify that. I have seen the photos. I have talked with the people. I have had I still have firsthand communication with them if I want to. That money is very, very, very real. Then we've always heard numbers of stories about another source of a massive amount of what is called gold and valuables, and it's in the Philippines. Now, there is what is called the Ancient Royal Philippine Family. And it was about 5 years ago, twice, I spoke on Skype live with the lady that goes by the name of the Princess. If the Philippines was still its ancient, well, I don't want to say ancient, but if it was still its old government style of a monarchy where they had a king, the princess, her grandfather, would be the king of the Philippines today. And so I've met with them on Skype. I have seen the photos of what they had. I have had this confirmed by various sources. There was a gentleman that once attended one of my workshops, and I talked about, you know, the source of all this gold that's in the Philippines. And he came up to me at the end of the program and he said, I just want to verify the story that we said about the gold in the Philippines is real. My son lives in the Philippines. He works with the Philippine military, and he works directly with people that have been in the bunkers, and they've seen it all. It's all there. So here's what I know. Based on my experiences, the people that I have talked to and I've had firsthand communication with, the money, I should say the valuables that are the collateral backing up the bank accounts that are going to put money in our bank account, that stuff is very, very, very real. Now, the families that oversee these funds will tell you that it has been in their family line for hundreds, if not over 1,000 years, They will tell you that they are guardians and caretakers of this massive wealth. It doesn't belong to them personally. It belongs to humanity. And their job is to release it at the right appropriate time when they know that things are safe. And everything I've been told, this is that right appropriate time. This is the time that we've been waiting for decades for these funds to be released. And it's not me, it's not ironic when you look at everything that's going on and all the crazy chaos and the global events right now, that this is the time for that release to happen. I subscribe to a newsletter that comes from a gentleman by the name of Ben Fulford, and I think Ben is probably one of the best intel sources of what's going on in what I would call the shadow world, the Kabbalah-based world. His inside intel sources are very, very, very good. And Ben has been saying that those that you and I call the Kabbal, he uses the term the Khazarian Mafia for them, they are about ready to be taken down and to be taken out of power. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be eliminated, executed, and they're going to go away. It just means that their power is going to be gone. And he says they are the ones that run and control the existing global financial system that keeps literally the masses of the billions of people like you and me in various forms of financial slavery, while the extremely elite become very powerful and wealthy. They are the ones that run and control that system. And he said that system is on the verge of totally collapsing. And it's this money that comes out of these families, out of Hong Kong and the Philippines, that is designed to replace the old fiat, cabal-based money system and allow a new financial system to come into being. Now, there have been all kinds of stories about the quantum financial system and how it's going to happen and everything. And folks, most of those are just stories. They're stories with nothing tangible to back them up. But people get involved in stories because they get caught up into wanting to talk about it and to believe everything that is going on. But at the end of the day, I always, because, you know, when you've got 13,000 people on your mailing list and you've been doing this stuff for almost 8 years, I get people that send me all kinds of stuff. And believe me, I know just about all the stories that are going on out there about the quantum financial system and the global financial reset and you name it, and the list goes on and on and on about the dragon families, and it just goes on and on and on. I know all the stories, folks. At the end of the day, I'm always asking, show me something tangible to back up what you're talking about. Show me something that's real, not just a story. Give me a basis to believe what you are saying. And as I said, most of it is just stories with nothing to back them up. I have worked very, very hard to make sure that what I share with you is tangible, it's real, and it's on its way. I have said there will be round one of the funding. And after about maybe 2, 3, 6 months after round one has started, I'm going by what I am being told. I cannot guarantee this, but there will also then be a round two. And anybody who is on my newsletter list will have the ability to participate in round two. I cannot guarantee any funds. I cannot guarantee you a rate that is going to be paid. That is dependent upon the brokers and the financiers and those who are funding the process. That's all that I can say. But what I am told is that there will be a second opportunity for those who didn't get to participate in round one. That's the scenario as it is now. That is the process that I have been going through. It was just, you know, yesterday I was on the conversation. I was on the phone with a good friend of mine, and she was saying, how is it that you believe in this? How is it that you keep going? I keep going because I keep getting good, tangible evidence of everything that I'm being told. the gold and the finances in the Philippines is real. That is with the princess and the grandfather. The gold and the finances is very real. That's with the dragon families in Hong Kong and in China. The process that goes on at the Texas processing office is very real. We know where they got their money. We know how they make it expand. We know the bank accounts that they have the money in. All of those things are very real. And that's what allows me to keep believing that this is a process that's very real. Because believe me, I am now approaching almost 1,200 people that I have collected Dong currency from to process in the first round. And the last thing that I want is to find out that none of this is going to happen. And then imagine the absolute headache that I have to go through in refunding and sending Dong currency back to over 1,200 people. Imagine that. That would be a mess. So that's basically the update of what is going on there. Now, I just had an email come through. This is Dave, when are you coming to Puerto Rico for a workshop? Go to my website. Go to my latest newsletter. I was just in Santa Ana, California on Saturday. 2 weeks from Saturday, I'm going to be in Nashville, and then after that it's Seattle, Chicago, and then Puerto Rico. The dates are all on my website in the newsletter. I'm scheduled to do a workshop one every 3 weeks. Now, for those that attended Santa Ana, what happens is my brokers periodically open up more slots to bring people into the round one of the exchange. I have no control over when they do that, but they give me an approximation about how much space is available. So what I did, and I was able to do this, and I clarified this with them, anybody who attended the workshop in Santa Ana and they had not already participated in the exchange, this was for new people only, they were able to come in round one. And I'm looking at approximately about 45 to 50 new people that will be added. I do not at this time have an answer for that for those that are attending the next workshop in Nashville on February 12th. I won't know that for about another week to week and a half. But as soon as I get a firm answer, if it is available that anybody who attends Nashville can be added to round one, I will let you know, okay? And I think that is pretty much all the update information that I have at this time. And Blanca, is there anything that you would like to add to that?
Well, that was a nice update. And basically, as questions came up, you answered them. It just so happens that I do have the email that you sent out on your workshops. That next one that's coming in Nashville is February 12th. And then the one in San Juan, Puerto Rico, is April 16th. Those are the two that you were talking about. But you've got Seattle coming up, Chicago, Philadelphia, Kansas City, San Francisco. You're all over the place. So hopefully you'll be able to continue to include, people in this round one. So it sounds like the last one you did in California, the window opened, and hopefully the folks in Nashville will get to participate, because based on your update, you're just getting more material that makes you see that this is a very, very strong possibility to happen. You've gotten some verification from the people that you're working with, and then some people on the sources of the funds. And yes, you've been at this for a long time.
I know.
People,
yeah.
joining yeah. you. So yeah, it would be a headache to have to say, no, this isn't going to work out.
Well, okay. I just went to my latest newsletter, and here is the schedule for the upcoming workshops. February 12th, Nashville. March 5th, Seattle. March 26th, Chicago. April 16th, San Juan, Puerto Rico. May 7th, Philadelphia, May 28th, Kansas City, and June 18th, San Francisco. And folks, I always, always encourage you to try to make it to the workshops, because here is where you get the big full picture of what's really going on and why are we doing this and why is this happening for us. And also, it's there that you can ask any questions that you want, and there isn't hardly any questions that I can't answer unless it's a part of my non-disclosure agreement and I can't get very specific. I can share a lot more in depth in the details at the workshop than I can here on the internet. Because, folks, believe me, there are people out there that would absolutely like to come in and shut us down and stop this process from happening. And the new technology that is out there, if I say something on the internet that, you know, is kind of almost right on the verge or even violating my non-disclosure agreement, they can take it and use technology to reverse it and say anything that they want me to say. Once you have something out on the internet, you have absolutely no control over somebody changing the content and saying what it is that they want to say. Now, having said that, that's one of the reasons why I stay low-key. You don't find me going out and talking on other programs, promoting myself on other programs, going on to other people's show. I stay right here. The only people that I communicate are those that are on my newsletter list. And the only information I bring that is what comes through these programs or at the workshops. And beyond that, I don't reach out to hardly anybody else. I stay low-key. I've been told very clearly, work with your list. Stay with your list and don't branch out beyond that. Now, that could change after we get paid, but until then, I have to make sure that I stay very safe in this whole process, because the last thing I want is for this whole thing to end up getting muddled up because I said something that I shouldn't have said and we end up getting shut down. So, okay. Well, Blanca, back to you.
Well, that's very good. The other thing, well, I think it's cool if people can go to the workshop, because they just might get the chance to participate in the first round. And now it sounds like you're getting some indication that a second round will be available too, which is good news. But if the window opens for first round, that's even better. But also, as you said, the workshops are a time where you can answer more questions. Anytime I've gone to a workshop, you just answer everything that comes your way. And, you know, you spend a lot of time with that. And then, of course, the content. And things are happening so quickly right now that, you know, things can really, really shift, you know, from one week to the next, that it's great for people to get together and they can digest it together or talk about it together. And it may be another, let's say, another factor that contributes to or another puzzle piece that you can talk about in terms of this whole thing, because this exchange is part of a much, much bigger change that humanity is going through, that the world is going through, that our consciousness is going through. So there's a very, very big backdrop to this particular exchange, and you address that in your workshop.
Yes. Now, also, I have mentioned that the people who attend the workshops are the first in line for getting paid. I've told you, I've got about 13,000 people on my newsletter list. Well, the reality is not everybody opens up those newsletters. I would anticipate probably having somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 people eventually that I will pay out in round one and round two. The people who attended the workshop in round one are the first in line, not that they are the only ones. They are the first in line to be paid. Then after that will be the rest of the people that, you know that basically are in round one. And then we'll start the process for round two. And then when we start the process for round two, again, the priority will be the people who attended the workshops. Now, why do I do that? Folks, it's the people who attend the workshops, and it's the funds that come in on, you know, basically the attendance fees, is what gives me the money to to be able to do this. At the end of the day, I have to have revenue coming in. I have to pay my bills just like you have to. I have extra bills with this whole program. And if it wasn't for the people, the revenue coming in from people attending church workshops, I wouldn't be here. This would be done. It would be over. I would be off the air and I would freeze everything and we would be entirely done. They are the ones who make this happen for all of us. So some of you are griping and complaining, well, I can't go. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't like that, then go somewhere else and find someone else to exchange your currency. And I can tell you right now, you're not going to find anybody else. Don't come bitching and complaining to me when you have the opportunity to receive millions of dollars that you don't like how I set up this operation. That is a little bit of an area where my tolerance doesn't become all that strong when people are griping and bitching and complaining because I can't serve what they want their way. You don't walk in my shoes. You don't go through what I go through. You don't know anything about what I have to do. You don't know what I am putting myself out there and doing. And again, let me be very clear. I don't know any of you that have had two assassination attempts on your life because they wanted to take me out because of what I'm doing for you. If I didn't have people attending the workshops, none of this would be happening. They are the ones that provide the revenue to make this happen. At the end of the day, we all have to pay our bills. Okay, I had my say in it. That's it. Back to you, Blanca.
Well, yes, I think most people, Dave, see that what you're doing is a service, and it's very reasonable that when you do your workshops that people, you know, support that process. It's the way we should be starting to think going forward. We should start to think what's, you know, mutually beneficial. How can we serve each other and support each other? And that kind of mentality is what we're going to have as opposed to, you know, well, what's in it for me? And, you know, what have you done for me lately? And, you know, everything, I'm entitled to have things the way I want them to. We're going to have to expand a little bit more our consciousness in terms of what humanity is about. And so, yes, of course, if we look at you, I mean, you've been traveling, you've been meeting with people, your workshops are great. You update them when you have different contents. So it's a nice value. And, you know, also the workshops that I've gone, half the fun is just meeting everybody, wonderful people, and learning from them. So, you know, keep up the good work. Do your workshops. And the other thing is, I know that you offer scholarships if that's an issue. Because, you know, fortunately, some people can, you know, afford to pay the whole thing. Some people even treat other people. And so that's the kind of mentality we're looking for. And then if some people have a little bit more financial constraints, they pay what they can. So a lot of people, thousands of people have made the effort to come to your workshop. And so they're the ones, it seems to me, it makes sense to, if there's opportunities, that they have access to them.
Yep.
So that's my thing.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much the whole story about what's going on in the currency exchange, the background that is there, the updates that is there, and how the process is working. And I'm almost certain I'll be doing another program next week, and hopefully I'm going to have some more specific information for you. And Blanca, I was scheduling for us then to just kind of go into a general discussion about current affairs and what's happening in the world and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what? We're a half hour into this program. And my thought is I might be ready to just wrap it up and that we'll do our general discussion next week. Because then that way, this week's program will be a little bit shorter and just focused on what's happening in the currency exchange. What are your thoughts on that?
So I think that's fine. Were you going to take questions about this or?
Well, we can. In fact, and folks, if any of you have any questions, we can go ahead and take some time for you to call in. And remember, do this quickly because, and then that call-in number is 515-605-9356. Again, that's 515-605-9356. Press 1 on your touch tone phone, and that lets us know that you would like to come on the air. and do that quickly, and then we will go ahead and address your questions or take your comments here tonight. We'll do that. But if we don't have anybody come up in about the next 20 seconds, we might be ready to call it a night because it's a half-hour program already. And that way...
Right, yes. This way, it's all about the update. If someone has a question, well, that's included. If they don't, we just wrap it up.
Yeah, because, you know, it's nice. The vast majority of the people that listen to the program, they listen to the recorded version of it. They don't come in live. And that way, it keeps it a little shorter, and it's easy for them to listen to because then it's just a half hour versus, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. Because I know I don't like sitting down and listening to one-hour programs. I have to set aside the time to do that. But a half-hour program is much easier to listen to. And I don't see anybody coming in. Do you?
No, I don't see any hand raised.
You know what?
What's popped up?
One just popped up. So let's go. Oh, there's two of them there now. So let's go to the caller at area code 954. Area code 954, you're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
My name is Bill, and I just want to say thank you for what you're doing, Dave, because if anybody can, as far as I'm concerned, if anybody can, you know, see and support you, then they don't need to be in this exchange. Period. Because this money is going to help ourselves, and we're going to help other people out there. And if they can't do that, then they should be in the exchange. I just want to say that, you know, that's how I feel. I'm sure you probably feel different, but it just aggravates me. You know, I don't like selfish people, and if there's selfish people out there, they don't belong in the exchange. Period. The end. That's how I feel.
Well, I know. Sometimes people get a little upset or irritated, or they get a little impatient because, you know, they're desperate for money and they want it their way and they need it now. And I mean, I can't handle what's going on in your life. What's going on in your life is your business.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, okay. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for what you do.
All righty. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the comments. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to the next caller at area code 918. Area code 918, you're coming up. Okay, 918, you're on the air. What can we help you with, and what's your name?
Hi, Dave. This is Ralph McClendon. I've talked to you several times, been to several of your meetings. When you talked about the meeting a while ago for round one, are you talking about the one that was in Dallas, the original one, or was any of your meetings?
Any of the workshops would be included in the round one. Anybody who's attended the workshops are included in the potential of coming in round one.
Well, you said that the one to his workshop would get paid first, and the other one would be on kind of down the line. That's what I was asking that.
They're just in line. They're the first in line. You know, if I've got 6,000 to 8,000 people to process, that can take anywhere from 2 to 4 months to process that many people. So it just means
I understand. Well, I understand your division and all that, and I'm not impatient. I just want you to know that. I want things to process the way they're supposed to and the time they're supposed to. You know, I feel like there's a time and place for all things. I'm not in a hurry, and I appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate you for all that you've – all you have exhibited a lot of patience in order to go through all this for everybody, so I appreciate it. The only other question I have, do you know whether or not this is going to be taxed by the federal government?
We don't know. We do not have an answer on that. We are being told that the rumors are there will not be a federal tax, but you will still be responsible for your state taxes. Now, that's what we're being told at the time, but we don't have any official answer on that.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you knew or not. I thought I'd ask. But anyway, take care, Brother Dave. I appreciate what you're doing, and have a good week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Great. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, Blanca, I think that's all that we had for tonight.
Yep. You got some nice comments there. And so we'll keep it to just the update. I like your idea.
Yeah, because we're into 35 minutes in the program now, and that's usually a good size. So, folks, thank you for joining us here tonight. And we should see you again next week. And thanks a lot. You're all well loved. Thank you.